Blog Talk Radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at SerenityRug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com.
Solutions to Delusion. How do you do this? Well, join me every Friday night on the Delusion Solution radio show from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 12 midnight Eastern Time right here on the Freedomizer Network, where we will be discussing and discerning the times by making sense of current events and bringing to light much-needed topics. Our calling number is 347-324-3704 to listen in. Watching with your ears and listen with your eyes. I'm your host, Tara Dawn, and I'll see you there.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
And welcome back to barefootedlegal.org's online radio show through freedomizerradio.com. and blogtalkradio.com, get that feed. All right. So we've had an enlightening interview with Miss Trissa King.
Hey.
And honestly, she's just pointing out the obvious, but for most people who are used to, or who are just, you know, used to the idea that, oh, I need shoes to talk on the phone, I need shoes to drive my car. This might all sound new to you, but trust all the athletes and those of us here at the Barefoot is Legal. It's quite normal. You should try it.
Right. Right. I really pointed out. Sorry, guys. She pointed out. She pointed out how it was in stages. You know it. Baby steps, you know. You just don't go running out there and doing it, you know. You build your tolerance towards, you know, heat, cold, running, whatever you're doing. It's a tolerance
like
thing.
Like Absolutely. Both of us, I know I read this on the Facebook pages. There's a lot of barefooters that are into the that new Japanese online video game where everybody gets to walk around their own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
They invite their family and their friends to go hunting for these virtual animals barefoot, and they try it out too. And then the first thing they do is they complain because they haven't their feet haven't hit the darn pavement or the ground in such a long time. The first thing they feel is pain, and they have to baby step.
Yeah,
they can't just
time.
Go ahead and you can't just walk around for hours and doing that. Anyways,
no.
All right, so
do we have Dean?
We are going to. We do have Dean. We have Dean from calling from Hawaii, and we'll have him on the air here in a couple of seconds.
Heck yeah!
Hello, Dean. Welcome to the
show. Is this Kaliki or Patty? Who am I speaking to?
This is Patty Pete. How are you doing?
Oh. Very good. It's nice and sunny today in Hawaii. It's 8:40 a.m. right now in Hawaii. It's only 8:40 in the morning.
Aloha and good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, aloha.
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 Mm-hmm. So, Dean, this is Patty Peaceful. You were earlier this morning, I guess it was like 4 a.m., you and I were chatting. And you were saying how you're going to make a trip over here to Georgia to meet all of us soon. How are you doing
now?
What?
What are you doing? That will be, that will be on my bucket list. That will be on my bucket list one day. Mm-hmm.
We would love that.
I'm going to need to put Georgia on my bucket list of all, I have yet to visit Georgia.
Right on. I'm excited.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that would be great to have a visit from you.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I understand I was asked to mention some information about reflexology. And this goes back to 1982 when I read a book titled Healing Yourself with Foot Reflexology. And it's kind of interesting. One of the chapters, as I was reading the book chapter by chapter, one of the chapters, this is kind of like a verbatim message, what they said on the chapters, where it opens up with, one excellent way to work the reflexes naturally is to follow the course of those who dwelt upon the earth centuries ago. Remove your shoes and stockings and go about barefoot every chance you get. And supposedly the author of this book is a reflexologist, and she influences her friends, family, neighbors, students, to get into this habit of just removing your footwear, whether you're gardening, strolling around the yard, or playing in the house, or, what she was trying to say was the ideal environment is to play outdoors.
No, wait, give it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's silence.
Are we on?
Why is there silence? We are on.
Oh, okay. Well, I know what I wasn't sure what happened. The phone just went silent.
Yeah, I apologize for that. This is an interface issue, but please do continue, sir.
Okay, so anyway, one of the chapters in that book about healing yourself with foot reflexology advocates, the need to go barefoot, because when you do, that's how you actually stimulate the reflexes in your feet. It's healthier because, what happens is all the nerve endings are in the soles of your foot, and when you go barefoot, you stimulate all those nerve endings. And usually they say that if a certain region of your foot hurts, that's a sign that that nerve ending corresponds with one of the organs in your body, and that's kind of like a sign that that organ in your body may be compromised, and that's how they find out what kind of ailments you really have.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess why it's gratifying, to walk around barefoot is because, believe it or not, because those nerve endings are getting the stimulation that, your body needs. and doing so, that's why, you know, people, that's why it's so gratifying that you feel good all over, because all those nerve endings correspond to some organ or some part of your body. And when everything is in balance, and, you know, and I guess when you're grounded and in tune with the earth, that's why you feel good. And, it, you know, it's a healthy thing to do, in my opinion.
It is, and that's very interesting that if a certain part of your foot is hurting, that it could mean something else is wrong. And it makes a lot of sense because, you know, we have nerve endings from our spine to our feet, and that's really really good information for people to have.
There's short really
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. This is Nicola. There's charts out there, you guys, that have they've been posted in barefoot. Sorry to interrupt, but each, you know, spot of your foot is relates to an organ. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
And
it really is. I was just going to make the comment that that this is why foot massages feel so good. You know, there's a lot more to it than just, you know, the pressure that you're feeling, you know, at the bottom of your foot. When this happens, it's actually stimulating other parts of your entire body, not just the happy places in your brain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And even in the book, the chapter went on to say that about if you're out like out camping or out in the woods, you know, that when you go walking around barefoot, it's wise to hunt for rocks or deliberately walk on rocks, sticks, anything. And what happens is that, and the question goes, they ask, does it hurt? Of course it will, especially if the walker has some sluggish disease in the body or sick cells that, you know, needs a fresh supply of blood. So, you know, like when the rocks press against those sore reflexes, it's actually stimulating them, and it's breaking away obstructing deposits and allowing free blood flow once again.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what is the name of this book?
It's titled Healing Yourself with Foot Reflexology.
Reflexology.
Healing yourself with foot reflexology.
Maybe Brian can put that in the chat, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Two authors, Mildred Carter and Tammy Weaver.
Mildred Carter and Tammy Weaver. All right.
Uh-huh. Mildred Carter and Tammy Weaver. What I could do is the blurb that I have, I could also post it to the website for people viewing. It's an excerpt from one of the chapters of the book.
Yes, oh, that would be amazing. Thank you. Yes.
Uh-huh. I like to joke about this. The reason why I had to type it verbatim 16 years ago was I didn't own a scanner then. So I had to type it as a Word document because it was savable, right? And if I had to share it with people, sorry, I didn't have a scanner then.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
and you are welcome. We are so just thrilled to have you, and thrilled that you're willing to share your knowledge with us, and that you are. You guys, this is Kaliki. Dean is such a huge supporter of barefooters. He is a huge supporter. He is like proud of every single person that goes barefoot, and he will let you know it.
Yeah, you know, Kaliki is right about that. Seriously, I have told everybody, you know, how proud I am of him. And I mean it with total sincerity.
And, yeah, the whole reflexology thing, this is Patty Peaceful. You were talking about how, you know, it heals the organs. A lot of our followers that have listened to my story and stuff, I have lupus, and also I have a very, very very rare autoimmune disease, which throughout the years, my, you know, my lab works and stuff like that, my enzymes of my liver they were very scared that my body had been shutting down. Well, now, when I made that last trip last week to the hospital and stuff, because I did have a little flare-up, but I'm doing awesome, every one of my lab work came back awesome. The doctors and everything, they're just amazed at how just going barefoot is healing my body. So I really urge people to really look into that, because you are correct. When you are in tune with the earth, it does heal our body. I mean, come on, look at our ancestors and the Indians and stuff. Why did they live forever? Mm-hmm. Why? They didn't have shoes.
Exactly. Even the cavemen. In fact, I think it was through caveman days when the science of reflexology even came into fruition. They noticed that they had no shoes. They walked on over rocks and all. And you know, it felt kind of stimulating. I really think that's how the whole science of reflexology came into being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just amazed by it, and I'm so glad that, you know, we've had you on the show the last 2 weeks. Because it's a very learning experience to those that are just kind of, you know, like I always say, teetering on that fence, if you will, to go barefoot. Mm-hmm. They're actually learning. We're here to educate people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you are full of knowledge, and we love it that you share it with us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's good to hear these points of view from people who have experienced this for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like in the case of Miss Teresa King from before, she used to have a nice collection of pointy high heeled shoes, and mm-hmm. And I'm not a woman, but I know for a fact just from watching them in my office space or here that they'd rather not have those things on. Quite frankly, mm-hmm. I don't know why they bother after experiencing the pains and the problems that come from wearing those darn things. You still have to learn how to wear high-heeled shoes.
Well,
you don't have to buy them. They're not necessary at all, period.
Yeah.
They're not.
You're right. You're right. We don't. Why do we suffer, us as women? Why do we? I mean, I don't own any heels anymore. I donated them, but why? Why do us women do that to ourselves? Why do we cram them in these little bitty, pointy, in shoes that? I don't have pointy feet. why would we do that to us?
One of the things is that we've been so ingrained that we have to conform to what society deems normal. But, you know, where in the Holy Grail does it say that fashionable footwear has to be worn with elegant attire,
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not in the Holy Grail that, you know, it's a necessity or it's a needed thing.
The same applies for men, you guys, that have to wear the work boots and steel toe, all that. We were talking mm-hmm. about that too. It's just happy.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that. I mean I'm looking down at my feet over here, and all I can think is, well, they are where the foot actually widens and then comes right back in, my toes are now in the shape of my combat boots that I've worn for so darn long, and sneakers mm-hmm. for running around, shoes. When people go to the store, those things are not shaped after your feet in the first place, let alone the fact that they don't belong on your feet in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So they will warp your feet. Then there's the argument concerning thong sandals. Okay, your two toes will spend most of the time holding on to that little piece of material between the toes.
Mm-hmm.
And your foot is just going to be at the mercy of the other material that's just flip-flopping around. Your feet are not holding onto the ground. They're not balancing you. You're actually causing some serious damage to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I know from where I used to work in North Carolina, these ladies, they had to switch from those thong sandals, flip-flops, whatever, to the kind of sandals that straps over the top part of the foot because they have health problems with their feet from gripping on that thong for the better part of their life. It really is overall detrimental to human health. And you know it because you wear the shoes throughout the daytime, and what you want to do is you want to take those darn things off. That is
exactly.
A natural state.
Right, it's just natural. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And even and I'm in the big city over here, you know, that's I'd rather walk barefoot, you know, let my feet get jet black from, you know, city stuff. I'm better off that way.
Right. Especially after a plane ride. Oh, gosh. I mean, I don't know how people get. I mean, you know, I was just in Phoenix, Arizona recently when I got off, and, I don't know how those people could still be wearing their sweat-filled shoes after getting off the plane. It was like, you know, people, get rid of the shoes once you get off that plane ride. You've been on the plane for 6 hours.
That is
I'd be
true.
The one
and,
in
and
the plane with my shoes off.
Absolutely. Oh, and shout out to all our barefooters in the deserts of the world. Props to you for withstanding the heat. But again, that's just more proof of what the human body does. Okay, it
right.
can withstand high temperature surfaces like deserts and hot parking lot asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was an article that was on. Barefoot is Legal not long ago about these people that Indians that developed a type of boot because of the sand and things that was the elements of them going barefoot. And it was a very interesting article. I can't think of the name of it right now to save my life, but they developed a type of boot which was their skin toughening up because of the elements. Do any of you guys know which one the article I'm talking about?
I do, and I'm trying to find it on our Facebook page. We should really pop that into our barefootislegal.org website as a permanent article. I know that's it's an extreme environment, but these people are just
fine
dandy.
But it's amazing the things that your body does to compensate for your environment because, you know, it's an adaptability, and it's just amazing how our bodies work in order to make us adaptable to our environment.
Okay, hey, y'all, we don't have much longer. I don't mean to interrupt. This is Patty Peaceful, but do we have any first-time callers that are on hold or anybody that we'd like to get on the show before we end here in a little bit?
See, we get about 5 minutes left, I think. Let us hear from Nick Deutschman.
Okay,
yes.
Well, Dean, thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
With us
thank
today.
You. Mm-hmm.
It's always okay. great to talk to you, and you're so insightful and wise in this, and we appreciate you sharing your experience and your knowledge with us.
Yes, Don, we appreciate it.
Okay. Well,
thank you much. Love you.
Love you.
Hey, Nick, bye. How you doing?
Oh, you guys got me on today again.
Yeah.
Always good to have
you. Yeah, Nick, I'll tell our listeners what it is that you do for Barefoot is Legal.
Well, I'm the regional Midwest director for barefootislegal.org, and my job is when the complaints come in, if you're at a store and they hassle you, and even if they are nice to you and still state health code, you can't be in here, boo, whatever. And you send your complaint in on barefootislegal.org. I'm the guy who takes care of it. So, I got a couple updates. I get incident numbers from these companies. It's Nick Pearson's been working with me to help me out to be able to get a little bit higher up the ladder when I contact these corporations.
Heck,
so that's really cool. I've got a few incident numbers now. When you email Costco, let's say. Or Sam's Club. And it's hard to get into a corporate office, but at least I can get to like a customer service or customer care type webpage. I get an incident number, and that means I can call a number now and talk and then get a little bit higher up the ladder. So that's the next project.
Nice.
I've got three or four of them sitting in a queue. Aldi got back to me, and most of them do say that they're going to send it up the proper chain of command to say, you know, to investigate a little bit further. So,
gotcha.
So that's what I've
so
got.
What are your updates?
My updates? That's about it. There's been some shakeup in Speedway lately. Another friend of ours, Corey Scott, has been kind of talking with Speedway. I know Nick Pierce had also. Anyways, at his local area, it sounds like he had given some information to a manager there, and had they took the signs down in the area on the Speedway store.
Yeah,
so yay!
That's amazing.
Yay!
Progress.
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
What? People can actually walk the climb without shoes on. Sweet.
I know.
That's great.
Hey, so, Nick, this is Patty Peaceful. Have you got anywhere with, like, the Dollar Generals? Because I know a lot of people are complaining that they're getting kicked out of Dollar Generals.
They are really obstinate. They've pretty much stomped their foot down and said, we're not talking to you guys anymore.
Wow.
And they're remaining with their policy that shoes must be worn in Dollar General. And
that's
another
problem here. That's weird.
It all depends upon who's standing behind the cash register that day.
Right
on.
You know, it seems to be.
It really does. I mean, in my area, there's a couple new stores I've been kind of frequenting, and you know, I'll be in there a dozen times with a cart full of $200 worth of groceries, and then the 11th time I go there, I get somebody in my face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, so and of course Walmart. You know, we know how they're wiping the sweat off my brow for that one. But we're hoping that the more and more people who have trouble in a Walmart just keep contacting home office and say, hey, you know, this happened to me and the manager was such and such to me and this and that. I would have to imagine home office is going to pretty much send out a corporation-wide email to the managers and say, if there are barefoot people in your store and they're not, you know, throwing candles on the floor, leave them alone.
Right.
The official word from Walmart offices concerning that it's perfectly fine for you to shop barefoot. If the lower level employees have no clue about this, you can show them the letter.
Yep.
And if insist on trying to pull some kind of a rank over you, you can back away from that situation and just let us know at barefootislegal.org, and we'll take it from there. Or should I say they will take it from there? I haven't made the phone call.
There you go. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. That's what we can do, and little by little.
That's a good time to hear.
Appreciate all your hard work, Nick.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to thank Mr. Dean from Hawaii and Teresa Kane calling in, as well as my co-hostesses with the mostesses, Nicole Pagetico, Tariki. Thank you for tuning into barefootislegal.org's radio show here on freedomizerradio.com and also streaming on blogtalkradio.com. Join us next week. Same bat channel, same bat time. 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Have a great Saturday.
And hey, and if you are, please go to, you know, barefootislegal.org, hit that little button, donate. It helps Nick send out letters and stuff to all these corporations. And we really appreciate everybody tuning in.
Thanks so much, everybody.